Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Awale is focused in Côte d'Ivoire. The company has a few projects in their project portfolio. The one that we're really going to be focusing on here is the ODNE project, because just a couple days ago, May 31st, the company announced a strategic investment from Newmont and an exploration agreement on the ODNE project. Now, initially, Newmont will invest $500,000 US into the company in a private placement. This will bring them up to a almost 10.5% shareholder. Then there are different stages to get up to a 75% ownership in the ODNE project. Glenn, can you please take us through the different stages of this deal with Newmont, please?
Sure, Corey. Thanks, and thanks for having me. Yeah, so, I mean, the key thing in, just in terms of the actual deal itself, you know, this is the first time that Newmont is coming into Côte d'Ivoire, specifically on a project, which is great. And they, you know, and they really believe in the ODNE project, which I think is really the key here. In terms of the actual deal, yes, there's a private placement at the Topco level, and that's 500 US, around 640,000 Canadian. And then essentially on the project itself, in the first 3 years, they'll be spending 5 million to earn a 51% interest. Thereafter, they'll make the decision to go to phase two. And at phase two, they spend $10 million, as well as having to define a minimum 2 million ounce gold resource. So that's the key. So it's an and, not an or. So that really does entrench what we think is a good building block and value for the company. Thereafter, we actually only own 90% of the project. There's a 10% minority. And separately to us, Newmont has entered into an option agreement with those minorities to buy the 10%. So that's how we get to the 75%. Essentially, it's 65% coming from Awale, 10% coming from the minorities, and that makes up the underlying 75% in the project at that point in time. So we sort of sit with a 25% residual.
Glenn, this is interesting because it really is the first investment by Newmont into Côte d'Ivoire. What other information can you give us about how this deal came together? How are you two working together? Is Newmont putting a team together for Côte d'Ivoire? Please just give us some more insights on this entrance for the company into the country.
So when we first started, you know, we were really working quite significantly on our Bonduku project, and Newmont, you know, had early in the 2000s, actually, Newmont had been looking at areas. We know they had been looking at areas, and then they pulled out of the area. This was sort of the coup a good while back, and they've always had a definite geological interest in the country. And now, you know, just with how Côte d'Ivoire really is fundamentally the jewel, you know, is it first of all underexplored and really the jewel of West Africa in terms of, you know, the underexplored nature and the gold endowment, we've just built up a pretty good relationship very early on. And then they did their merger with Goldcorp, and then effectively that was on hold for a while, and now they've come back in and really want to come into the country. So they've been looking at us for a while. They do believe we have some interesting projects, and ODNE is their first entree into Côte d'Ivoire. In terms of working, I mean, we are the operator for the first 3 years. They strongly believe in our exploration approach. You know, they have confidence in what we've defined. They have confidence in our model, specifically ODNE, where we sit with sort of an orogenic model and this IOC, iron oxide, copper gold model. They really see the setting as having that potential, you know, to deliver them, you know, what that, you know, normally their delivery criteria is, you know, it must be a greater than 5 million ounce potential. Otherwise, they're not going to come in into a project. So the nice thing is they certainly see what we see, and they see, you know, they see this this iron oxide copper gold ROCG potential, as well as the underlying Empire discovery and along that Empire corridor to be able to deliver, you know, those sort of ounces for an operation that suits Newmont's investment criteria. So first 3 years is us. Then once they've gone into phase two, they have the ability to become the project manager. they might be happy with us and carry on. But essentially, I mean, you know, we operate with a Cote d'Ivoirian team. They like what we've done. They like our systematic approach. And, you know, we've proven again that we can deliver a project. You know, I mean, Mariana delivered, you know, was with our partner there. We delivered the Hod Maden. And now we are in an underexplored region and we're busy delivering again to the market. So 25% of something huge is pretty huge for our shareholders. And we think we've got a great deal here.
So, Glenn, what's the work program going to look like? If you guys are the operators for the first 3 years, Newmont has to spend $5 million here just to earn that 51% within those 3 years. What at least is the first year work going to look like? What else can you tell us further out than that as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first year, depending if you work on a calendar year or a 12-month program, but essentially Newmont does work on a calendar year, so we've got another 6-odd months left in terms of this budget and then move into next budget. But from an 18-month perspective, we certainly are looking at geophysics on both properties. So we are the ODNE project is made up of a granted license as well as an application. We're busy trying to convert the application at the moment to a granted license so that we can work both in tandem and really look at it from a district perspective. So the idea is, you know, geophysics coming in quickly, going over the SEPTA, you know, specifically our SEPTA targets as well as Charger. Ultimately for IOCG, you know, there normally is deeper bodies, and it's really trying to identify those deeper bodies because that's normally what would be hosting the large, you know, the significant mineralization. So do that as quickly as possible. Realistically, with the rains now, we're going to be looking at around August when that team is able to go in. And thereafter, hopefully positioning us for some early stage scout drilling, but then really looking to accelerate drilling and more high level regional perspective in terms of developing new targets around not just SEPTA in terms of the entire system.
So Glenn, you've mentioned it a couple of times. This looks like an IOCG system. Can you give us examples of other large projects that are IOCG deposits?
Yeah, so in our latest presentations, you know, we certainly talk about other global provinces because that is really the analogy that we have to look at here, and the one would be, you know, northern South America, the Caracas province, which really has delivered huge contributions to metal inventory, and then similarly in Australia, South Australia, we've got the Olympic Dam province, which is an IOCG province as well, where, you know, there really are these monster deposits at the end of the day. And the reason why we can actually make this analogy is the path that, you know, obviously the mineralization plus the pathfinders plus the setting. We've got a crustal setting, it's on the crustal margin, being you've got the sort of stable craton, and then you've got this sort of volcanism zone where we actually see multiple intrusions coming in, similar to what we're seeing at ODNE and what you get in Olympic Dam and what you get in the Caracas province, you know. And so the pathfinders there, copper, gold, silver, bismuth, molybdenum, tungsten, those are all present in ODNE. And that's really what's dry, as well as now these intrusions, multiple granite intrusions, diorite intrusions, which we've always known they're there. So the magmatic fluid is coming through. So that's what we're looking at. You know, it really is, you know, exciting. It is potentially big. The analogies are good, and people are believing in it. You know, we've got Newmont believing in it as well. They really do believe in the potential here. So, you know, we strongly believe it. It is a great deal.
Okay, so Glenn, since ODNE seems to be tied up now with this Newmont deal, which was very nice, the market took notice of this news, what other work are you guys going to be doing around ODNE or at any of the other projects that you hold?
Yeah, so, I mean, around ODNE, so the ODNE project, the two licenses are effectively, you know, the joint venture deal with Newmont. Further to the north, we've got two projects further to the north. There are actually applications at the moment, so we would have to convert those. But the one sort of directly to the north, about sort of 15-20 k's to the north of ODNE, that sits on exactly the same sort of setting on this crustal margin, similar to what we see at ODNE. And then further to the north, closer to the Mali border, we have another property slightly off that crustal setting, but sort of moving into sort of more of a, sort of a deep basin setting. So the idea would be to, you know, ODNE is the focus. Our team will be working ODNE. The main team will be working ODNE. However, we will start bringing up those licenses and start doing some reconnaissance work and slowly building up our knowledge on that. So that's certainly, you know, a massive focus for us, just because we know we've got our hooks in something, you know, at ODNE. Then we move across to the, you know, the northeast, the Bonduku project, which we've always liked. You know, we've got 80 kilometers of known mineralized trend there. We have drilled there. We've had some success in the early stages in around Farco, but we haven't really had that sort of meaty, confident deposit or ability to pull a deposit together. So the anomalism's there, the targets are there. We have taken a step back with our focus on ODNE, but we will be still, you know, basically just moving those along and actually sort of slowly developing targets that can actually be drill tested, like Samanda, like Farco, and further to the north. And then, you know, can assess how we move that forward. And then just from a company perspective, you know, we've always, the nature of who we are, we have always been acquisitive for sure. We do believe in the potential of bringing on new projects that offer a great potential. And so we always are open to that, and we certainly will be looking for that. So, you know, it's just exciting times for us.
Yeah, very nice, Glenn. Good job bringing Newmont into this project and, quite frankly, into the company as a shareholder. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Glenn regarding this deal or any of the other work that the company is going to be doing, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Awale Resources. I'll follow up on the back of some more news. Glenn, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Corey. Much appreciated. And yeah, we will be at PDAC as well. So we look forward to it.